Well, good morning and welcome to worship online at Altador Church this Sunday, January the 23rd. We are very glad that you are with us, and we pray that together we may truly worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge that we live, work, and play on the traditional territories of the Blackfoot Confederacy, Siksika, Kainai, the Kani, the Tsuut'ina, the Stoney Nakoda Nations, the Métis Nation, Region 3, and all the people who make their homes in the Treaty 7 region of Southern Alberta. We also reaffirm our pledge to stand for justice and our commitment that our church is a place where all people, regardless of race, culture, sexuality, or faith, are welcome. Together, we hope that we can all find the true love of God and authentic community. Our call to worship. Come and worship Christ, the visible image of the invisible God, the firstborn of creation, the eternal God, the one through whom all things were created and whom all things are held together. Jesus is Lord. Let us worship together. Let's pray. And so we do come, God our Father, to worship you. We come, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to proclaim that you are Lord of our lives. And we come, Holy Spirit, acknowledging that you work in us and through us. Together, we know that you are present in our midst, wherever we are. And we come to worship you. Amen. Our first scripture today is found in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 to 31 from the New International Version. 1 Corinthians 12, starting at verse 12. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we are all given the one Spirit to drink. And so the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I don't belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you, and the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts of the body that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. And if one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. It is a continuation this week during our prayer time to have a short video presented by CBWC, the Canadian Baptists of Western Canada, which we are privileged to affiliate with, and then followed by a joint prayer together. So let us pray together responsibly. Our Father who is in heaven, holy is your name. We pray your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We cry out for your kingdom to be revealed in our hearts and in our world. Align our will with yours, O God. So let us pray together responsively. You can follow the words on the screen. Our Father who is in heaven, holy is your name. We pray your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We cry out for your kingdom to be revealed in our hearts and in our world. Align our will with yours, O God. We cry out for your justice, peace, love, mercy, and goodness to overflow into our human brokenness. These are signs of your kingdom breaking into and being present in our world. We pray for healing and restoration, for provision and grace, for salvation and hope, for goodness and mercy. Father, as your love and justice, your kingdom breaks into the brokenness of our present age, our present circumstances, challenges, and struggles. And we pray that your name receives glory and honor for the blessings of your kingdom in our world. We pray people wide and near will see the goodness of God in the land of the living and turn to you and your rule and reign here on earth as it is in heaven. We pause to ask the Spirit to reveal to us how and where you are at work around us. We listen to hear how we can join you in that work. Together, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. This morning, we're going to be talking about some of the principles around what it is to be a Baptist. And I would like us to read together, as part of that, a church covenant that I believe most of us can agree to. So let us read it together, shall we? Today we stand with each other, recognizing the Christ in our midst, affirming our faith in the God who loves us, with a love that transforms us and who calls us to work for a transformed world. Today we stand with each other, recognizing the Christ in each other, affirming the calling of the Spirit who has brought us together this day. Today we bring ourselves and the gifts we have, and we covenant to serve and encourage this church and community, to respect and care for each other, to take responsibility for the people we are and the people we hope to be in Christ as we make this journey together. Today we stand recognizing the commitment we have made, offering encouragement for the challenges that lie ahead of us, and sharing in our hope for a new day. What kind of people does God call us to be? We are called to be a prophetic people, working for justice, resisting violence, and challenging the abuse of power. We are called to be an inclusive people, pulling down the walls of prejudice and welcoming the stranger. We are called to be a sacrificial people, risking uncertainty and becoming vulnerable and reflecting the generosity of God. We are called to be a missionary people, demonstrating in word and action the redeeming love of God in the world. We are called to be a worshiping people, seeking and celebrating the God who journeys with us, and open to the Spirit in the whole life. God of life, you call us and envision us. We give ourselves today to each other and to you, trusting that you call us, so you covenant to share this journey with us, to nurture and sustain our lives together. and guard our paths. Amen. Our second scripture today is Colossians chapter 1, starting at verse 15, and we're going to read from the NIV version. Colossians chapter 1. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he may have supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Over the next few weeks, we're going to talk about what it means to be Baptist and what some core Baptist beliefs are. For the churches of the CBWC, the Canadian Baptists of Western Canada, there's a very important motion on our table for our assembly in May. Our church and all the churches of the CBWC need to make an informed, intelligent, God-led decision on this vote. And in order to do that, we need to educate, or in some cases, remind ourselves of what it is that we actually believe. But that's the rub. Some of the strongest held Baptist polities make this an interesting adventure. You see, from our foundation, established during the Reformation, deep into the roots of Anabaptist tradition, we have held a firm position on liberty, or freedom, amongst other tenets. More distinctly, the three liberty statements are soul liberty, the autonomy of the local church, and freedom of religion. Soul liberty, or you could say soul liberty, one is S-O-L-E, individual, or soul liberty, as in deep in within us, means that each of us is responsible for figuring out our own faith. Together with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and with the help of those in your community of faith, each of us is responsible to read and interpret Scripture, again, with the aid of the Holy Spirit, each believer also a priest and minister of Christ. We each live and walk in a relationship with the triune God, which hopefully deepens and grows more intimate over time. Our roots, individually and collectively, need to sink deep into God and find the abundant life that is there. This means a few things. One, chances are that a few of you don't totally agree with the church covenant we just read, and that's okay. It's a good one, but not all of us will agree with all that is there. And again, that's okay and expected and part of the joys of being Baptist. Saying that this is what Baptists believe is hard because there is no dictated belief. We do not believe in a hierarchical church structure where those at the top decide what should happen and what we just believe. Hopefully, we Baptists all believe in the core tenets of the faith, like the Lordship of Jesus Christ and centrality of Scripture, etc. But preaching and teaching about Baptist beliefs is not easy. Neither is trying to establish a central overarching covenant. No, not creed, covenant. Again, a Baptist principle. And this covenant will differ from church to church and region to region, traditionally Baptist. Soul liberty, number three, also means you don't get off easy. None of us do. You, who believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, must figure out what it is that you believe and why. And even here, this is a changing situation. This evolves as we grow and we learn and we study and we experience life and we experience God. You don't get to say, hey, Pastor Judy told me to believe this, so that's what I believe. You have to figure that out for yourself. You also can't say, well, my parents were Christians, so that makes me a Christian. Believing in Jesus Christ, being a Christian, is a decision that you must make on your own, and each person must. And working out what you believe is a serious responsibility. And I am thankful that we have each other to encourage us along the way in this particular area, in all areas. All this to say, while we're going to talk about some of the key principles or tenets of Baptist faith, you may not be a Baptist, and yet you're still welcome to be a part of our church family. You are welcome. All are welcome here. I know that you are not going to believe everything I believe, and again, that's okay. That is part of the joy and also part of the struggle of what it means to be Baptist. It's one of the reasons we read the scripture we read earlier. I actually think God would prefer for us to have unity across denominations or even have no denominations and learn to live in the tension we sometimes feel when others disagree with us. Learning to live in unity in the midst of diversity is hard, but necessary. And that's what 1 Corinthians 12 says, doesn't it? Just as a body, though one has many parts, and all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we are all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free. And we are all given the one Spirit to drink. And so the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Notice here that we are each unique, created by God. Each one of us an important part of the body of Christ. It's not each of us a cog in the machine, that the same as many others and maybe even expendable. No, each of us is unique and important, and God designed us that way. We've talked about this before, but we need to remind ourselves. All of us are necessary for the body of Christ to work as it should, united together, celebrating our unique design and giftings, learning to enjoy our diversity. How many of us ever think about our big toe until we stub it? And yet is an important part of our body, crucial for balance, but often neglected. Just one example. Each of us are indeed an important part of the body of Christ. And have you ever noticed, just as an aside, the most important parts of our body are the ones that nobody sees? Heart, the brain, the lungs. We don't see those parts, but they're so important. So those that are not seen often are more important than those that are. And this leads us to the importance of the local church. I believe, and most Baptists believe, I think, that the local church is the bride of Christ, individually and completely. We are the full expression of what the church is, or at least we should be. If we all do our part as the body of Christ, that is exactly what we are. The church, the local church, the full, complete body of Christ, each body. And just as each person is unique, created by God with purpose and importance, so too is each church. Each congregation is the body of Christ, planted for in a specific place, unique, important, and created by God. Each church's body is autonomous and free. There's that liberty word again. Baptist congregations are free to develop their own bylaws, covenants, and statement of faith. It is this local congregation that decides who they believe God is calling to be their pastor and their members, etc. Each local body must also live out their faith and ministry in the place where they are planted. We, as Altador Church, have a different makeup than other churches like Awakening Church in Bowness or Bonavista Baptist Church or Westview Baptist Church, or I could go on. You get the picture. We are to live out our faith here. We have planted our roots deep in the soils of Altador. And we have allowed God's light to shine through us here for many, many years. Like we reflected on last week. And we will continue to do that. Sometimes we've done this very well. Sometimes not quite so well. But always, we have continued to seek God's will and purpose for us as the body of Christ here in this community. And this hasn't changed. Our roots go deep here. We have important work to do here, and we will stay faithful in the doing of this. We covenant together to live together and journey together. We are the body of Jesus Christ, and He is the head of our church. And that is the one thing that will never change. And I believe it's the most important part of Baptist faith and any Christian faith. The fact that the head of the body, the body is us, and the head of every Christian church of believers is Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Redeemer. The Lordship of Jesus Christ is crucial, essential. No matter the differences in beliefs or tenets, the fact that Jesus Christ is Lord and the head of the body, the church, is indisputable. The Colossian scripture we just read is just one of the many that make this very clear. Listen again, this time from the Message. We look at this Son and see the God who cannot be seen. We look at this Son and see God's original purpose in everything created. For everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, rank after rank after rank of angels, everything got started in Him and finds its purpose in Him. He was there before any of it came into existence and holds it all together right up to this moment. And when it comes to the church, He organizes and holds it together like a head does a body. He was supreme in the beginning and leading the resurrection parade, He is supreme in the end. From beginning to end, He's there, towering above everything, everyone. So spacious is He, so expansive, that everything of God finds its proper place in Him without crowding. Not only that, but all the broken and dislocated pieces of the universe, people and things, animals and atoms, get properly fixed and fit together in the vibrant harmonies, all because of His death, His blood that poured down from the cross. Jesus Christ is Lord. And Christ is the head of the church. We've reminded ourselves of this over and over, and we need to keep reminding ourselves of it. We need to keep our focus on Jesus. Turn your eyes upon Him. If we all did that, then we all followed Him into the world would be a better place. If each of us really let Him be Lord of our lives, our lives would be so much better, and our churches too. Because Jesus is Lord, and Jesus is the firstborn of creation. Unfortunately, we are all sinners, and so we get in the way of ourselves and in the way of our relationship with Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and we often really mess things up. Isn't it wonderful that all fullness dwells in Christ, and through Him everything is reconciled to Himself? He died for the forgiveness of our sins, and He always brings us back into relationship with Him. Amen to that. And when He does reconcile us to Himself again, we should be quick to move back into living our lives in worship of Him, our Lord and Savior. We are, each one of us, created to be people of worship. Each of us, living a life of worship to God every day, in everything we do, in everything we are. We are to worship God, letting our lives bring glory to God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Before all the Baptist belief stuff comes into play, these two things, the Lordship of Jesus Christ and a life of worship to our triune God, are the most important. This must be the primary focus of who we are and what we believe. It's why the covenant that we read earlier focuses first and foremost on Christ and who we are called to be in Christ. It's why we, as the local body of Christ, continue to follow Christ where he leads us and seeking to become all that he has called us to be. Christ in the center of it all. Yes, knowing what we believe and why is important. But as we focus our life on Jesus, it becomes less stressful because we have supreme confidence and trust in the one who is our Savior. And when we let him have the reins of our lives and of our church and of our union with other churches, things fall into place so much better. You may have noticed, for those of you that are going to be in the sanctuary, I guess you probably won't notice at home, but you may have, the communion table has been moved. It's now down on the front of the platform. A few weeks ago, as Don Gertz and Marilyn Kaiser and I were preparing for our Altador informal session next Sunday, Don pointed something out to me. He mentioned that in most Baptist churches, the communion table is in the midst of us. That is, it sits in front of the congregation and in front of the people who are leading the service. It is symbolic of Christ being in the midst of us. When he mentioned this, Marilyn said, well, that used to be the case before we extended the platform, but then there really wasn't a lot of room, so it got moved. Well, we have now moved it back, and it is in the midst of us. And I hope it remains that way, as the symbolism isn't lost. Christ, our Savior and Lord, is here, in the midst of us. He always has been, and he always will be. He is leading us and guiding us and journeying with us and is in the midst of us. There is so much more that we could talk about with regards to our Baptist beliefs, and we will continue to do that in our discussion next week and a few Sundays after that. Our leadership have asked Marilyn and Don to lead us in learning more and discussion about all of these Baptist principles. There is so much more. They are both well-versed in Baptist polity and super qualified to be teaching us. You know, I don't think I've ever come away from a conversation with either of them not having learned something new. And I really like that. And I really do hope that you are all planning to come to our Altador informal session next week. I'm really looking forward to what they have to say and to teach. And I know that we all need it as we work toward these important decisions at our annual general meeting, March 13th, and our assembly in Western Canada, May 26th to 28th. For many of you, a lot of what I'm saying is new. Some of you are more familiar with this. For all of us, it's a time to revisit what we each believe and reaffirm again our faith. At the back of the sanctuary, on the table as you leave, and for those of you online, you can ask us for it, there is a sheet with the basic Baptist beliefs. There is also a more extensive Bible study that we've printed and some books that you may borrow. Please feel free to help yourself as you go or contact the church office this week for electronic copies if you would rather. Please write or call with questions as you read and study. What do you believe? Why? Let's journey through this together. I love being a Baptist. I am a Baptist by conviction and tradition. I was blessed to have been raised as a Baptist. Growing up, my pastor, father, often modeled Baptist principles in our family. I remember times I would ask him questions of faith. He rarely told me what to believe. Instead, he would suggest passages of scriptures to read and study so I could figure out the answers myself, and thus learning the principles of soul liberty. I have three siblings, all of whom have an active faith, all of whom have some diverse beliefs from mine. Yet we were taught to respect each other's faith, talk about our differences respectfully and lovingly, and work for unity in the midst of our diversity. Wasn't always easy, and in fact, there were times that we weren't really very good at it, but we learned, and we realized that this is always important. I love my family deeply, especially in our diversity, and I've really grown to appreciate our differences. This is the kind of family dynamic that I pray we will have here at Alpha Door Church. One where, as we started our service, we affirmed, may we always be a place where Christ is Lord and where all can find welcome in the true love of God and authentic community. Our roots are deep. Our Baptist roots, our Alpha Door community roots, our church roots, and hopefully our individual roots. We are the church, the body of Christ, here in this place. God is at work in us and through us, and He always has been. With Jesus as Lord and Savior, we continue to journey into all that He is guiding us to be. And we seek to live in unity, in diversity, respecting each other, loving each other, and confessing that Jesus is Lord of all. Let's pray. We can't do this alone. We acknowledge. We need you, Creator God, Jesus our Lord, Savior, Redeemer, and Holy Spirit. Work in us, work through us, and help us to be worthy to be your bride. We are the church. We are privileged to be a part of it. We are the family of God, with each one of us unique and important part. Thank you. Thank you for the privilege of being part of your church. We pray all this in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And our benediction from Jude. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.